You know, this next topic that I want to spend a couple of minutes on is Virginia Military Institute. And this, you know, this is again, part of a shift culturally. I look back to President Reagan, and, you know, I was an intern for President Reagan. It was after the White House. But one of the things I liked about him growing up, watching him kind of role model the role of the presidency, was there's a time to be really, really serious. And then if you're really, really serious and you're really, really competent and you're very, very focused and people know it, then on occasion you can do something goofy. You can do something fun. You know, you can have Santa Claus, Mr. T dressed as Santa Claus come to the White House. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, you know, they're having some fun at the White House. That's great. Because I know that the other 29 days in the month, 30 days in the month, they've been hyper-focused and they're very serious. And if I were, you know, Joe Biden's not interested in my opinion, but I'll tell you, one of the things I think he's got a problem with is that he's not serious and his people aren't serious. They're very arrogant and they're very flippant. And you could see that with the decision to bring that trans activist who is much more of a performance artist, kind of bizarre comedian, to the White House than a serious activist for trans issues. I mean, I'm not on board with the trans movement, so you're never going to convince me. But I have to say, that was a bad move on the part of Joe Biden's White House to bring this, you know, we played the clip yesterday of this really bizarre biological male who is starving himself and taking hormones to try to look more like a woman, and with a bunch of makeup kind of does look a little like a woman, but I mean, it's just not serious. And it's and you know what? It's disrespectful to everybody. It's disrespectful to people like me who aren't on board with the trans issue because it makes the whole thing into a joke. It's disrespectful to the people who I think are wrong but are sincerely committed to the trans ideology. I think we should have that conversation. If it's going to be this big a deal, let's have a very serious, thoughtful conversation about these issues. And this decision by the White House to bring this wacko in is, it's just not right. There's too much on the line in individual lives and culturally. And these guys, they're flippant about it. They're arrogant, they're flippant, and they're not serious. All right, so that brings me to VMI. And VMI has been an institution that crafted, educated, formed the mold of some of the premier leaders in Virginia in business, in industry, and in politics. You know, I mean, it's kind of weird that Ralph Northam, who seems to have been a real flake, I guess was the first VMI grad to become governor of Virginia. That kind of blows my mind that's how that worked out. But VMI has had a reputation for creating very serious, responsible citizens in Virginia. And what's happened at VMI since Ralph Northam brought in this new leadership team is they're making the same mistake that the kids, the arrogant leftist kids and others who surround Joe Biden are making. They're not serious people, and they're amused by not serious people. And I would have expected, look, I'm not going to agree with anybody. You find me a Republican who is the president of a college or university, and we scrutinize every decision they make for a year. Eventually, they're going to do something where I'm going to say, well, I disagree with that. So you're never going to agree with somebody on everything, but you can have confidence that they're serious people and that they have the, even if I or you disagree with the decision they're making, that their decision making is about, in their opinion, the best future for the institution. And I have to tell you, I don't know the superintendent at VMI. General Wins. I was raised to have respect for people in the military, so I mean, I don't know the guy's background. But I did work with the veterans group, and it was kind of stunning to me how many people in the veterans community, I was surprised by this and disappointed, are radicals too. So I don't know if General Wins is a radical, but he has brought in a bunch of radicals into the administration of VMI. And so it's not about eliminating racism, which I thought was a very weak argument based on the interviews that we heard from that reporter at the Washington Post. I mean, I'm very concerned about racism. I just don't think that what he uncovered, and he'll probably win a Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of VMI, just to be honest with you. But I just didn't think that what he uncovered, this groundbreaking investigative reporting that he did, really uncovered something that was horrible and nefarious. I mean, I thought we were going to have really terrible stories about people being abused. And that's not what the guy found. So they brought in this diversity, equity, and inclusion crowd, which is left-wing radicals, and they've taken over the school. And they invited this bizarre woman, I mean, really crazy person, this Kimberly Dark, to come and speak on campus. And so I would say that this is similar to Joe Biden inviting this crazy trans activist. Like, you know what? Step up your game. Make sure that the people who are coming to visit with the President of the United States are smart, responsible, respectable people that everyone, even if they disagree with the position they're taking, you have to say, well, you know what? This individual has credibility. This person has obviously put some thought into this. This person behaves in a way that commands respect. When you bring in someone like that wacko trans person at the White House, or Kimberly Dark, this performance artist, you undermine everything you're trying to do. So, you know, General Wins puts out this letter, remarkably, attacking his own alumni, saying there's a group of alums who are against freedom of speech, essentially, and who don't want our cadets to hear from a variety of different views. No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying you should uphold the standards of VMI. You know, bring in Senator Elizabeth Warren. I bet you there's nothing Elizabeth Warren is going to say that I'll agree with. But she is a U.S. senator. I think she's a little crazy, but she's a U.S. senator. She's a serious person. She's wrong, but she's serious. Bring in people who are of the caliber that one would expect to speak to the future leaders of business and military and industry and politics in Virginia. Not some performance artist who, you know, the great thing about Google is you can find out everything about people by looking on Google. So this wacko, the General Wins and his team brought in, do you know where else she spoke in the last 2 years? I mean, it's crazy. She puts it on her own website. She spoke at the Dirty Queer Conference. Okay. And now is it VMI? Does that make sense? The Dirty Queer Conference? And now she's speaking at VMI? The Howard Zinn Book Fair. How does that strike? You know who Howard Zinn is? You know, in his rewrite of American history? I mean, this, don't tell me that you're not bringing in leftist wackos who were committed to critical race theory and the most radical leftist positions. If this person's speaking at the Howard Zinn Book Fair, I'm pretty sure you don't have credibility when you tell me that this is not a fringe wacko person. The Center for Sex and Culture was where one of Kimberly Dark's presentations was taken. The Bad and Nasty Conference, back on February 20th. What do you think the Bad and Nasty Conference is? You want to Google that? I don't think I can talk about it on the radio. The Seattle Erotic Arts Festival. So, you know, I did Google last night, the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival. I'm not sure that I can post the pictures on Facebook. Now, I don't know if this is Kimberly Dark in these pictures, but it's, you know, a big 300-pound woman with no clothes on riding a dildo on stage. Forgive me for using that term, but I need you to understand what we're talking about. This is not normal. This is not highbrow intellectual discussion and thought. This is crazy BS. And VMI is not an institution where I would expect them to indulge this. So I would respectfully say to the superintendent, stop attacking your own alumni, sir, and maybe do some self-reflection about the people you're bringing on to your campus. And maybe recognize that we have a new governor who's not Ralph Northam, and the critical race theory and the diversity, equity, inclusion, left-wing craziness needs to stop if you want to stay there. And, you know, I'm also going to be bold here and tell you something else. Respectfully, to Governor Youngkin, we voted for you, and I know you want to be popular, and I'm not sure whether you're running for president or not. That's, you know, okay, it's great that people like you and think of you as a presidential candidate. I guess that's good for Virginia. But we also expected you to get into fights when we need a fighter. And this would be one of those cases, Governor. We need someone to step up and stop this stuff. And, you know, we're past the honeymoon period. We're coming up on 1 year. And the fights keep presenting themselves. And we need you to step up and be willing to engage in them. You can do it your way. You know, that would be different than other people. He has his own style and personality. But come on, let's get in the game here. Don't give it up because you're trying to be popular. General Wins needs to get it together, or he needs to hit the door along with the other crazies. And Governor Youngkin, I respectfully, we need to hear from you, sir, on these issues. It's great to go campaign for other candidates on the other side of the country, but we got some real problems that need aggressive attention here in Virginia, and we're looking for that.